You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Richard wants to get on the show, talk about the quarterback conversation. What do you say, Richard?
First of all, real quick, just want to let you guys know I'm a Pittsburgh guy. So Lance, your dad, Larry Zierlein, I mean, up there, we love our D-line coaches, especially the ones that bring us Lombardi, so near and dear to my heart. But anyway, I want to know y'all's thoughts about a lot of these NFL scouts. It's kind of like a flavor of the week sort of thing where, and I get it, fans are like this too, but take somebody like Baker Mayfield, for instance. There's a reason he didn't get offered a scholarship at Texas Tech even after year one. And I think it was Austin Davis, Austin Webb, whatever his name was, and Patrick Mahomes were in front of him. Now, is Austin Davis or Austin Webb setting the league on fire? No, but, like, I mean, there were two guys at Texas Tech that were better than him. Now you look to me, Mayfield's garbage. And again, that's not because I'm a Steelers fan. Tua, a good quarterback, but it's just really, really hard to evaluate how effective he's going to be in the NFL come out of a spread offense when Lane Kiffin had five star receivers running deep downfield. I mean, I feel like if you had put Justin Herbert in that role, Alabama would be light teams up equally as well. I feel, and again, Tua, a big high school recruit, but not like Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields or anything like that. I want to know what you guys think about NFL GMs kind of not going, and maybe Lance, this question is mostly for you, but not going back to like the kids' freshman and sophomore years and even their senior year of high school, looking at their physical and abilities and not necessarily their production in college. Because I feel like their production in college is often predicated upon what's around them and the coaching they're receiving. I'm going to hang up and listen.
It's a pretty good observation. It's a little tricky because you look at the first thing teams look at is your physical makeup. They want you to hit certain bars. Like you need to hit at least this. They have physical minimums. The only way they make exceptions is if you're exceptional at something. And the mental and the mental makeup is for most teams is even more critical than the physical makeup, their poise, their intelligence, their ability to process quickly what they see, get through the progressions. I'll be honest, when I watched Tua, I came away a little underwhelmed. And it's because when you watch all of his throws, you start realizing how many throws are quick slants and RPO throws. I mean, anybody could have made. And you're throwing it to Ruggs, who takes it the distance. You throw to Judy, who takes the distance. Like Tua, when you watched him on tape, Tua had a lot. He really benefited from having great wide receivers. It doesn't make him a bad quarterback, but you have to try to figure out, man, life is easy for him with Judy, Ruggs, Devontae Smith. These are guys he's been throwing to. Before that, Calvin Ridley. You had you've had really good Irv Smith. Like, you've had the best of the best around you. He's been, yeah, I mean, he's had Najee Harris. He's had good offensive linemen, Jedrick Wills. You really are dealing with, he is getting to drive a premium vehicle. You know, he gets to drive the very nicest. And when you go in the NFL, you don't have the nicest stuff. Like, frankly, Herbert had not very good wide receivers. Like, they were very, very average. His offensive line was pretty good. But Tua had the best of everything. He had the best of everything. He should succeed. Yeah. He should succeed. And a lot of his throws, he didn't have to throw at the anticipation. Everything, he was throwing to wide open guys a lot. So that's the tough part, is how do you factor in what's going to happen when the windows are tighter? You just don't know. I mean, you just don't know.
So there's, I mean, I, you have no idea. Because, look, Pat Mahomes was a nice recruit, Patrick Mahomes was a nice recruit, a big recruit. They got rid of two other quarterbacks because Cliff knew, no, this is the guy. This guy is great. Baker Mayfield.
Didn't think he was going to play.
Well, he didn't think he was going to play. So, you know what? He got out of there. Joe Burrow was Mr. Football in Ohio. Went to Ohio State. Said, I'm not going to play here. I got to go. And he went to a perfect place for him. And, oh, by the way, he also had all the best players around him. I mean, that whole offense was drafted, and pretty damn high. And then there's Josh Allen. Couldn't get a look. Didn't have a scholarship. Had to go to JUCO and then ended up at Wyoming, where the only coach wanted him. And Josh Allen's pretty damn good.
Uh-huh.
So, and had no weapons, zero weapons around him. So awfully difficult to evaluate what kind of quarterback Josh Allen is going to be when he's got nobody he can throw to.
Was Bobby Cox a bad manager because he had Smoltz and Glavin and, you know, no. But was he a good? I don't know. Things are easier when you have those guys. Tua's life was a little easier. Joe Burrow's life was a little easier.
Yeah.
He had some great. I mean, Joe Burrow had tremendous talent around him.
You got to come through though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you can't just say a guy can't play because he's got that. But you do want to see certain aspects. Like I wanted to see Tua throw with better anticipation because these are things you have to do with smaller windows. But
And to his point, though, Mitchell Trubisky. Trubisky sat for two or three years
yeah.
and at North Carolina. It's not like it was at Ohio State or LSU or Alabama.
Right.
He sat at North Carolina, and then he comes in 1 year, looks pretty good, doesn't win anything, but looks pretty good, and you take him second overall. That might have been a red flag for the Bears is – dude couldn't even start at North Carolina.
Well, the one-year starter thing is a concern. There's no question.
But he couldn't start.
Was Jamarcus
at North Carolina?
Was Jamarcus a one-year starter or no?
No, Jamarcus.
He was 2 years, right? Yeah. So Dwayne Haskins, 1 year starter. You had Trey Lance now coming into the league, 1 year starter, and it's because he opted out. I mean, well, no, he didn't opt out. They didn't have a season, so it's not really. But he could have come back.
Yeah,
Trey Lance could come back, but he's not going to. He's North Dakota State. You have obviously Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, but how long did Trey Lance sit? Did he sit?
Well, he was a redshirt freshman.
1 year and then
sat 1 year, played 1 year, and now. He was a redshirt freshman.
Right.
So,
but it wasn't like he sat for two or three years like Trubisky.
Yeah, he wasn't beaten out where he couldn't compete, and I remember that was Bucky Brooks' big problem. And Bucky was a North Carolina guy. He said, "You know, it bothers me that he couldn't beat the other guy out, Williams. I can't remember the other quarterback who was there, but
it was Williams, wasn't it?
He said he couldn't beat out Williams. He's like, you know, Williams is just a decent college quarterback. He said, you're going to be in a top five pick, and you couldn't beat that guy out until, like, you don't play until this year? That's crazy. And there is something potential. Obviously, there is something to that, but the mistake people make, I think, is thinking there's no one path for quarterbacks. You can have all kinds of talent around you in college and still be a really good pro quarterback. Joe Burrow is showing signs of that. You can have nothing around you like Josh Allen and Herbert, and both those guys have stepped into the league. You know, that's kind of a learning experience. Here's quarterbacks who have great physical talent, really good physical attributes and physical talent, and, well, the, you know, accuracy, blah, blah, blah. And Drew Locke was kind of like this as well. But all of a sudden, you throw Stephon Diggs, you throw John Brown, you throw a running game, you throw Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Boy, magically, it's a little easier to throw completed passes when you have good wide receivers. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to take that kind of stuff into account, too. Just because a guy struggles when he doesn't have talent around him. But I just looked at, man, he didn't come up big against Oregon State. He didn't come up big against Utah. I mean, he didn't even get to 200 yards passing in three straight games. Rivalry games like Utah. Rivalry game, and that was a conference championship game. It was, the weather wasn't great. It was a little rainy, if I remember correctly. Oregon State didn't even get to 200 yards, and Wisconsin, everything he did was through running. He didn't get to 200 yards passing.
That's what I'm saying.
And I was like, man, I just can't get consistency. There are times he looked great. Herbert looked great. Now you look at a Deshaun Watson, I got pretty consistent. He was pretty consistent all the time and then played great against great teams. That, to me, is the mark. I mean, that's the mark that really you have to pay attention to. How do they do against the best talent? Do they elevate their game? And if they do, that's what we've talked about forever in all professional sports. Guys who elevate their game is the most important thing to us.
You guys talk about lack of skill or help in college as compared to what it'll be like in the pros. I mean, Justin Herbert, the Chargers are a pretty good rushing team, about 9th or 10th in the league rushing the football.
Yeah.
Compared to the Dolphins, they're third worst. So you talk about what an advantage it might be for a young quarterback to be able to play off a play action and run the ball, as opposed to what it hasn't only been to a Ryan Fitzpatrick has suffered from the same stuff. The Dolphins are running for under 95 yards a game, so third worst. So those are things that Tua didn't have to deal with in college because, you know, that Alabama line and their running backs did anything they wanted to. So certainly an adjustment for him. And the Dolphins have, even with Fitzpatrick, I think going into the game, they're like the 29th ranked offense in football. It's just that their defense set up so many things that it didn't matter. And we saw the defense set up a touchdown early, and then after that, the offense kind of played to what it's been for quite a bit of the year. They struggled. Offensive line probably had its worst game of the year. 6 sacks. Tua held on the ball quite a bit, which is an issue he had in college. But, I mean, it's applied to the young quarterback. Just going to have ups and downs, I guess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 813 ESPN 97.5, which is what makes it even more amazing what Deshaun is doing right now with zero running game. Zero.
Yeah. None. This is embarrassing.
The Texans are second worst.
It's unbelievable. 813 ESPN 97.5 7378037776.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You guys kind of feel like the country's in mourning with Joe Burrow's ACL and MCL?
We talked a little bit about it yesterday. It did feel like a much more somber... I saw a half-mast flag at a car dealership, but it just turns out it wasn't. It was just a little lower, but Joe didn't die.
Does the White House have a half?
ACL, MCL.
MCL.
Yep. No. It's not good.
No.
They say he may never quarterback again, John.
Well, then he'll go down as the greatest that never was.
They're already calling him the Gale Sayers of quarterbacks.
Well, I don't think they're calling that, but
people are saying it.
Pretty sure.
Different people on the streets.
I know in my house we've got our flag at half mast.
Yeah. You got your LSU flag at half mast.
Yep. How about the Ravens this week? This will be interesting. The Ravens just aren't as good.
Nope. Anywhere.
No.
They just don't feel. You can't
feel
the Ravens.
They're not defensively.
Just can't feel the Ravens, and when you play, it's not like, oh, Ravens. Oh. You don't get that feeling.
And they've got the Steelers Thursday night without Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins.
I'm telling you now, I still think they can run it, but well, it's going to be tough on the Steelers, actually.
Yeah.
I like Gus, but honestly.
Oh, gosh, Adam Thielen's got it too now. Holy crap.
What, the vid?
Yeah.
He's on the list. We don't know if he's tested positive.
Yeah, he's on reserve.
But he's on the list, certainly. Yeah.
You notice NFL doesn't do 14-day contact tracing? They're like,
you have to just test out, right?
Bro, if we don't catch a negative, we're back on the field.
Did you see that everybody's going to have to wear a mask on the sideline now?
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. And the NFL doesn't goof around.
No.
Ask John Gruden with his fines. Ask the Raiders. The NFL, if they mess around and catch you not wearing a mask on the sidelines, you will catch a fine. I'll bet you every player is wearing one.
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to catch a good one.
It's like we're limping to the finish line with the vaccine on the way. Like, please, just hold off COVID long enough to get our college football playoffs in the Super Bowl.
Rick Pitino, he said they should delay the start of college basketball season till January. Vaccine? He said this early. I don't know if he knew about the vaccine. Yeah. And he's kind of right. You look around college basketball, the game's getting postponed. Like,
yeah.
Baylor's not going to play. Like, Baylor.
Did you say that was an Arizona State thing,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, Scott Drew tested positive.
Yeah, I know. Scott Drew tested positive, so Arizona State, we're not playing.
Well, they're ranked. They're a pretty good team. Now,
They're, what, 18th or something?
Well, it's a top 25 team. They want the challenge of playing
but
Baylor.
They could conceivably delay.
Yes, it seems to me like they didn't really want to.
Well, they said, hey, your guy tested positive.
He accuses every Baylor team of not playing. Oh, no, you're saying Arizona State. That's right, yeah.
I think Baylor is, you know what? It's an institution of higher learning that integrity.
Well, Baylor is, what, the second-ranked team in the country?
Yeah.
And Arizona State's like a number 18.
Well, why not wait? If you have a – well, it depends on if you know.
It's a tournament, I think.
So in Houston, I saw a thing yesterday. So there's three – now there's three viable vaccines. Three viable, which means you can have more that are out there. So Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna. So there's three of them now. And they're all 90% or higher, which is really, really good. They're going to be coming into Houston first, but the only one that, once again, they talked about that the general public may not be able to get them until about April. Could be sooner than that. December was all like people who are working in COVID units, the most vulnerable people, which would be, you know, like people on dialysis.
Yeah, and NBA players.
They weren't on the list. I didn't see them. I didn't see NBA players on the list.
I'm pretty sure they're going to get it before, you know, regular folks.
Why do you think that?
Because they will. Just because they will.
Well, who makes that decision? Do you think Donald Trump isn't on board with the NBA?
No. Money will make that decision.
But how does that happen? Who do they pay?
They got testing availability before
Major League Baseball.
But they got the testing, and especially the saliva direct, because they kicked in money.
They helped fund it, number one, even before saliva direct.
But they did that because they were the only professional. They were the only professional sports group, basketball and baseball, going, and so they were able to. I think they made a special allowance. Everyone's playing now, but I mean, it would be smart.
Make a special allowance. It would be things too. Lance.
But what would they? What do they give back? Do they have some money they want to kick in?
Sure, maybe
they
buy a bunch more for other.
Now I'll tell you what: if you want to kick in, if the NBA wants to kick in $2 million to get the vaccine first, I'm sure they'd do that.
Absolutely,
something could fall off the truck.
Give us the vaccine first, and we'll pay for a bunch of other vaccines.
Something could fall off truck. There'll be a lot of backlash. Wow. Wow, people are dying in the streets.
It wasn't for the testing.
You'll hear people are dying in the streets, and NBA players are getting this.
This is a moral dilemma, and everyone forgot about it. Yeah. If the NBA says we'll purchase vaccines for the communities that we're in.
It all goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they are trying to do that. Disadvantaged communities, they are trying to get them the vaccine quicker.
And it should just be like a lottery. That's just how it is. That's how it works. Oh well. And if there isn't, Christine Brennan will write something
Is why somebody's going to try to revolt and have a revolution in the street. That's how it is. Let them eat cake. You hear? Let them eat cake, Granato. Again?
No, I'm saying Christine Brennan is going to make sure that we are all morally, our moral compass is on the right track.
She had an issue with the Big Ten reversing course.
She had an issue with Jack Nicklaus. The Big Ten. It was the worst day in Big Ten history
because she forgot about the whole Penn State scandal. Apparently,
yeah.
I know. It's just,
right.
Wow.
Right. This is the worst day. They're going to play football.
This is the worst day in baseball history. The trash can, like
Jack Nicklaus voted for.
She was upset about
Donald
that?
Yes.
Why? She didn't see that coming.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no.
She didn't see
a rich golfer voting to vote for Donald Trump.
Who's like 86 years old?
Who didn't see that one coming?
Didn't see that coming.
There's kind of a
god. Who nominated her anyway? So I'm going to tell you what. Steelers could go 11-0, bro.
Yep.
Steelers probably go 11-0. The Ravens aren't that good.
And they're going to be hyped to play the Ravens, too.
Yep.
They're going to be really hyped to play the Ravens. So I.
That's an old-fashioned just snot block. What is it called?
Booty
slobber knocker.
Yep.
Slobber knocker. Yeah, they're going to be going.
Some people
back.
Call them booty slams. It's going to be
I've never heard that.
It's going to be a really
a slobber knocker is not a booty slam.
Never heard.
They
it.
Used to say that in the '40s.
Who said that in the '40s?
A lot of Newt Rockne.
You made that up.
No,
Newt Rockne did.
No,
when they had the leather masks and
booty slamming.
Yeah, it was something that they.
That sounds like a James
like
thing.
You're watching porn.
Something they said, but the people did that. That's what they said.
People.
But, the Steelers are going to be up for this game. There's no Ronnie Stanley. T.J. Watt is on a mission to get Defensive Player of the Year. It's, I would assume, first-brother combination if he wins. First-brother combination in the history of the NFL to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, you don't remember Schleppel Taylor winning it?
Yeah, back in the 30s, in the Rockne days, there was a couple of guys who... won it also when they didn't have face masks.
Schleppel and Siegfried Taylor back to back.
Yeah, there was who was the guy? The Native American Jim Thorpe.
Yeah,
Jim Thorpe won an award, and it
was called the Jim Thorpe Award.
Yeah, and then Craig Thorpe.
I don't think it was called the Jim Thorpe Award when he won it.
Were you sure?
Yes.
And then Craig Thorpe won also.
Craig
Thorpe won it.
Yeah. So the two Thorpe boys, ooh. Craig's rarely talked about.
My goodness.
What?
Charlie Morton with the Braves.
God dang it.
1 year, 15
Is he
million.
The first big name to come off the board? Who else has signed that?
Yeah, it is. For another team, to another team, yeah, he is the first that I've seen.
I haven't seen any big name. That's it. No, I wasn't thinking of Snot Bubbler. That's a hit.
Slobber knocker
is a game. Slobber knocker means it's a hard
a hit. Snot Bubble is a hit, yeah.
Snot Bubble is a hit.
Yeah.
Slobber knocker is a
free agency tracker. Man, game. Charlie, why couldn't... One at 15 is 1 year, 15, Charlie. I would have liked seeing him back.
Yeah.
I'd have liked seeing Charlie back. It would have made me happy.
He got 230 with a Charlie's just a $15 million guy, I guess. That's it.
Trevor Bauer still out there. Here's the guys who have signed. Kevin Gausman.
Oh yeah.
Kendall, yeah. He's staying with the Giants. Graveman staying with Mariners, Nationals. Okay, so Jose Peraza signed a minor league deal, so congratulations to him. Robbie Ray stays, minor league deal. Here it is. Drew Smyly from Giants to Braves. They don't even have Marcus Stroman stayed and Josh Thomas stayed. So that must have just happened.
Yeah.
So Charlie just happened.
Yeah.
Because that would be only the second one. And the first one was Smiley, Giants to Braves. So this is the first one. Ranked. Here are the ranked. Real Muto is one. Springer's two. DJ LeMahieu three. Trevor. Do you think Trevor Bauer should be behind LeMahieu?
Everyday player. I don't know. He's one of the best hitters in baseball. So.
Any chance the Astros go after Liam Hendricks?
I don't know. I don't know who they're going after.
Tanaka's 32.
Such a tight man. You want to talk about? You don't hear anything.
Charlie Morton was the 18th ranked pitcher. What about James Paxton? I don't. It doesn't matter. It's all dependent upon spin rate.
That's it.
None of this is even unless
you
have a spin
James
rate.
James Paxton before
they did.
Oh yeah, and by the way, he's a pain in the Astros' ass. That dude is they when he was in Seattle, they couldn't hit him.
Would it you like to see terrible. Them go after Colton Wong?
That
for
be
the name alone, yeah. John would love it.
Oh,
he's not Japanese.
What about what we watched with
sure?
Joe Coy?
Wong is not a Japanese.
What about what
you
we watched with Joe Coy yesterday?
Know if he moved to Japan.
I had to show
that
John.
Make him Japanese.
I showed John something from Netflix. It was Joe Coy's stand up, and I had heard it on like Netflix as a joke radio on satellite, and so I Googled it and I found it. And it's Joe Coy is how to tell Asians apart. Joe Coy is Asian, and he did accents for. Is what funny is he did Korean, he did Vietnamese, he did Japanese, and I didn't hear him do Chinese.
Well, we
Korean,
didn't get to it.
Vietnamese.
Did we get to it?
Japanese. No, he didn't do anything with Chinese.
He didn't?
I think you should do his impressions on the air.
We could play him. I think it was pretty clean.
I could, yeah.
I think it
no,
was,
we could play it.
I'm not questioning the language.
We can play it. We'll play it coming back.
Yeah. You want to play it off the computer where I hold the computer up to the microphone?
That.
Or you want to?
I do that.
No, I know you do that. It's not.
It's excellent.
Are we allowed to just play the dude stand up off on there?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No, you don't know the rules.
Yeah, you're not. You're promoting his show.
Mm. Yeah, we're promoting his show.
You guys really buried a giant acquisition. You ain't gonna talk about Boogie Cousins being a Rocket?
Oh my God, we have not even talked about Boogie. My kids were losing their mind yesterday, like it was the most important signing in Rocket history. Dad, do you think this could possibly be true? Shams has it. It's got to be true. I'm like, Boogie Cousins 1 year? I said, yeah.
I forgot to bring it up yesterday.
I think it's actually probable.
I heard it a couple of days ago, and I forgot to bring it up.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Really? Do you have a blue check?
Yeah.
Can't trust you.
Do you have a blue check?
I don't have a blue
check. There's some more of your fake news.
So, yeah, you're just a fanboy.
829 ESPN 97.5. I got
to
talk.
It would have been nice to break that on our radio show.
What a great job by John.
Yeah, it would have been nice to break it on the radio show.
I forgot
show.
To bring it up.
I kind of forgot.
You mean you didn't know that Boogie was coming in for a workout?
That's like me telling my wife, hey, I almost got you. I thought about getting you roses. It's like me telling my wife, I almost got you some roses. Do I get credit? No, you don't get credit.
Why didn't you tweet that out a couple days ago?
People would have slammed him
for not having a blue check.
Well, here's what this guy with no blue check mark says.
Honestly, I forgot.
And a picture of some guy with a Pinocchio nose.
Who is that? Is that Rob Manfred?
Yeah, that's Rob Manfred.
Is this Rob Manfred with a Pinocchio nose?
I tell you what, what I am celebrating is cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. That's what I'm celebrating.
Is it the perfect compliment to your turkey on Thanksgiving, John?
With turkey. Nothing goes better with turkey than Coors Light. Nothing goes better with steak than Coors. Nothing goes better with ham.
Pecan pie.
Than Coors Light. Pecan pie. There's really, Coors Light goes perfect with everything, Dell, if you want to know the truth. Coors Light is the official beer of Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It took over as the official beer of Thanksgiving. No, it did. And here's the deal.
What was the previous official beer of Thanksgiving?
There was none.
Oh, okay.
This is the first official beer of Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Right. Listen, this is what the pilgrims and the Native Americans, I was going to call them Indians, but they're Native Americans, they drank. They probably drank some Coors Light from the Rocky Mountains at the very first Thanksgiving. And now, how about this? It's the official beer of Thanksgiving. That is something. I mean, all these years later. And here we are with the official beer, Coors Light. It's my official beer of Thanksgiving. It's my official beer of, well, everything I do, of golf today. It's Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance just dabbed. Why, Lance?
Because Kobos is coming up with brisket and jalapeno sausage. And
turkey?
I don't know about turkey, but he's going to have bacon. I mean, he's going to have boudin mac and cheese.
His quesadilla. I mean, he...
Boudin mac and cheese with brisket is just a flex quesadilla.
He's just flexing all the time
his
on Twitter.
Birria tacos. Oh, today's Tuesday. It's birria tacos.
How do you know he made them, though?
He makes them every Tuesday. People order them. You know, Arian Foster brought his mom in from out of town. Arian Foster goes by all the time. He drives out to Humble to get these tacos, and he brought his mom there to go
have
them. I like
it better when Raul drives to us.
Yeah, I mean, I know you do.
Yeah.
Did Isaiah Carey follow Arian to that?
No.
No.
Can I leave you my card?
Who wasn't there waiting for him?
Why is it every time Arian comes up, Isaiah Carey comes
up? We're not
going
to talk about him as a football player. That's long past.
He wants you to let that go.
I don't care. It's funny.
Oh. You know what? The Braves are going to be pretty good, dude.
I know.
You mean the team that went to the National League Championship?
Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say?
But adding Charlie Morton with Max Fried and Soroka and now Drew Smiley. Wasn't Drew Smiley with the Astros at some point? Did he pass through here ever? I'm not sure. And then Ian Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Played the flute. Skating away, hey. Skating away, hey. Yeah.
I want to see Ian Hendricks. I want a real
Liam Hendricks.
Liam?
I want a real, or Liam. I want to see a real, I want to see a real pitcher, a real reliever. I can't trust Ryan Pressly anymore. I'm just done. I don't trust
him. Why can't you trust Ryan Pressly
anymore? Maybe a year and a half. It's a year and a half of untrustworthiness. I'm sorry. That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
So a legit closer you don't have to worry about, and then you let the arms be the arms and figure themselves out. I'd like to see the Astros add one veteran pitcher, one veteran starter, and two bullpen performers and one outfielder.
Well, they need at least one outfielder. They might need two outfielders. We'll see.
Yeah, that's true. I'd rather really have Yordan at DH full time anyway, but
Yordan can't. He's got a plastic knee. So
you don't have. So right now all you have is Tucker. You know what I'd like to do? Maybe it's time to just re-sign Josh Reddick. How does that sound?
No, that doesn't sound good at all.
The city of Houston would be so angry. Like, they like him fine, and they'll do the woo. You know, woo, woo, woo. But no one really wants him back.
He made $52 million here. That's enough.
Woo! That's a lot.
Yeah, 13 times 4.
Woo! Yeah. Too much.
So that was a lot of money for Josh Reddick. That wasn't Jeff Luno's finest moment, but it was a piece. He actually played a role. He didn't, you know what? It was fine. But now, listen, if you got to replace Brantley and Springer in this outfield, holy crap,
mm-hmm.
Dude, and the lineup is still going to be pretty damn good. What with Yordan returning, and you know, we'll see if Yuli can hit anymore. We'll find that out. And we'll find out if, you know, Altuve can throw, and we'll find out if Carlos can stay healthy, and we'll find out if Bregman is gonna get a wheelbarrow again. We need to find all these things out. The only sure thing we have is Kyle Tucker. That's it. We know Kyle Tucker is gonna hit, and he's gonna grab the dirt, and he's gonna rub his hands.
The only sure thing is Kyle Tucker.
That's an awful sentence.
That's the first time anyone has ever said that ever.
He's going to go old school with no gloves, and he's going to drive a ball into right center and left center.
I can't respect them.
Huh?
I can't respect them.
You can't respect the guy who doesn't use batting gloves?
Nah, I'm not with
That's
it.
Like respecting a guy who doesn't catch with gloves. That's
trying too hard.
What do you mean?
What about guys who don't wear gloves?
He doesn't wear gloves as a wide receiver.
I don't respect that either. Most people are not so
stupid to do that. It's literally a cheat code.
Why wouldn't you wear gloves?
Like, I could see batting gloves. I can see you hitting without batting gloves. You could still do that. To not wear gloves as a wide receiver when it's a cheat code, you're hurting your team.
Yeah.
You're being selfish.
Yeah, Fred Biletnikoff would never do that, though.
Christine Brennan wrote an article about Jack Nicklaus' nephew, Nick O'Leary, because he never wore gloves. She goes, "You're the worst thing that ever happened to football."
right after her article on
his uncle or grandfather, whatever their relationship is.
That guy had arms that barely reached to the side.
And didn't wear gloves.
His hands barely reached down to his waist.
That's perfect for a receiver.
He plays for the Raiders right now.
You got to put it right on top of him.
Yeah,
wasn't he with the Patriots at one point?
He was with the Bills, the Dolphins, and now he is a Raider.
That just means teams want him. That's all.
And I think it's just a connect with his grandfather.
I'm pretty sure that's not
it. Get Jack Nicklaus. Hey, can you get us a date with your granddad?
Can you get us on Augusta?
Yeah.
That's actually a good point.
That is probably what is happening. That's the first thing I'd ask him. Hey, is there any way we get on Augusta?
I'm a tight end first. No.
No.
Your importance to me is because of your granddad.
Yeah. What about quarterbacks wearing a glove like David Carr?
Oh, man, that's sweet. Well, more quarterback Ben does it. More quarterbacks do that now. Yeah. That actually made sense. Maybe not on a throwing hand.
Well, no. Sometimes you can grip
it
better.
Tom Brady did that, right?
Yeah, you can grip it better, but does it come off the same? Name somebody who throws. Maybe in cold weather.
If you grip it better, it does.
Who do you know who throws the football with the glove on?
Tom Brady in cold weather.
Hey, right now he does?
I don't think so.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah.
Bridgewater's not the GOAT.
Yes, he is.
He's hurt again. He's always getting his legs chopped in half.
You're very insensitive. You know that?
Wow.
Sometimes.
Wow. Dude. Sometimes. Wow. Tucker FOH. What does that mean?
He wants him to
get out of here.
Get out of here. F out of here.
Your Tucker love. People are awful.
The only thing you can count on this team is Tucker.
Peyton Manning.
Peyton wore a glove.
Yeah, Peyton did two glove it before.
Yeah, was he any good?
All right. Threw a lot of interceptions his last year.
Oh, did he? Okay.
No, you hate
he me. Also won
Kurt
a Super
Warner,
Bowl.
Kurt Warner, double gloves.
Who?
Kurt Warner, double glove guy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yep.
He's a double glover. Yeah, but Kurt also sat groceries. What about Northern Iowa?
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but
why are you hating?
He's not a cool Hall of Famer.
What? He was the quarterback for the greatest show on turf.
Like Peyton Manning is cool.
Peyton Manning is
what
not
about
cool.
Two gloves Tommy Gainey in golf? You know how most every golfer wears one on his left hand, or if he's left, he wears on his right.
Like Hank
Tommy Gainey, Gainey won both. Wore both. Yeah. Two gloves Tommy Gainey. Yeah. So, but you have respect for him, Dell?
I've never heard of him.
Well, but here's the thing is if you have, you don't have respect for somebody
two
with no gloves.
Tommy Gainey is able to take his persimmon woods and drive the ball 235 yards right down the middle.
I didn't respect.
And when he's walking to his ball, he's smoking Pall Malls.
I didn't respect Kyle Tucker, but I don't respect any golfer, no matter whether they're wearing gloves or not. So it won't matter.
You really do need to put some.
Phillip Rivers, didn't he wear gloves?
Yeah, Phillip Rivers.
Doesn't he wear gloves?
Rivers has been a two-glove guy. One glove is one thing.
No.
It's understandable. No. Phillip Rivers is not a two-glove guy.
He has worn a throwing glove.
He would never do that.
Yes, I'm looking at pictures of him right now.
Photoshopped.
Wearing, no.
Who would Photoshop a glove on somebody?
It's a deep fake.
It's not a deep fake.
Why would you?
Carson Wentz said, well, he stinks, though. But Carson Wentz
I see the deep state's already gotten into Photoshopping gloves now.
No, that's not true. Deep State doesn't care about that. Matt Stafford has worn a glove on his hand. Throwing hand. It happens quite a bit, Lance.
About throwing gloves? I mean, gloves on hands? On throwing hands?
Yes.
It's got to be when it's freezing cold.
No, Matt Stafford's wearing it inside the dome. I'm looking at it right now.
Maybe. Matt Stafford's a fool. He's another one who's had COVID like 10 times.
You had COVID.
Once. Matt Stafford's on the list all the time. They're putting him on COVID list constantly.
I'd rather have COVID.
And his wife gets salty about it, like, oh, here we go again.
She's not happy. I'd rather have COVID multiple times than shoulder herpes forever.
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
No, it kind of is. 842 ESPN 97.5 713-780. We're going to just do this stuff if you guys don't call in.
are we going to talk about the addition of Boogie Cousins?
That was an absolute nothing of a segment. Is this what you want?
This
is? Is this what you want?
This is on you.
What are we, torturing them or blackmailing them?
This is on
them?
You, people.
Are you blackmailing them with bad segments?
If you don't get in here.
Hey, it's your call.
Yeah, it's on you.
Hey, we'll just let Lance.
It's your radio funeral.
We'll let Lance's brain go to work and see what he comes up with.
I got some stuff that I could come up with. Oh, what about there were some gangsters that were caught yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll talk about the gangsters. Somebody was asking about, does John know these people?
Yeah.
Find out.
Philadelphia. Who cares?
If John
Do you
did,
know
he
these
wouldn't,
people?
He wouldn't talk
Craig
about
the Surf,
it.
Rick Drenner. If you don't know them, you need to get to know them because the Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they are the ones making magic things happen. And by magic things, I mean great offers for you. And you have a chance to take advantage of. Incredible offers, and that includes on the Chevy Silverado pickup truck. That includes on GMC Sierra pickup truck, Chevy Silverado, GMC Sierra, maybe the Buick Enclave. These are all things that frankly, you really need to look into because now is a great time to buy cars. They've got great trade-in values, end-of-the-year deals. They're making whatever deals they have to make because they got to move some cars off the lot, and they've got a bigger selection than they've had in a long time. Go to the website at LanceZCars.com, and you can see it for yourself, LanceZCars.com. But I can promise you that when it comes to my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they're going to make the car buying experience so easy for you, so unbelievably easy for you. They want you to experience it, to enjoy it, to take advantage of the great prices, and then tell your friends and tell your family members and buy your second cars there. So from a customer service standpoint, from the standpoint of pricing, no one's going to beat them. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 845 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So, a big bust yesterday in Philadelphia. And thoughts and prayers to my peeps over there. But it was an interesting one in some of the names. And people are making fun. People are making fun of some of the names that are...
Sometimes we make fun of things that we don't understand. Like, you gotta...
Well, it probably scares us.
We mock what we don't know.
Right.
We mock what we don't know. And then would you say this? And then another thing is, would you say this to someone? Would you laugh in their face and make fun in their face?
Oh, really? You're gonna... Oh, hey, you got a funny name, Tony Meatballs. A
lot of Twitter tough guys out there. Here's a story. Mob bust in Philadelphia. Monday brought word that a mob bust in Philadelphia had wrapped more than a dozen suspects up in RICO charges. And we know from Rico's watching some of our mob stuff that RICO is one of the most important things. It's the most important thing that has ever happened against the mob. It basically broke up the mob for the most part. There were some incredible names in the news bulletin, starting first and foremost with this guy. In other news, 15 Philly mob members and associates, including underboss Stephen Mazzoni and a guy nicknamed Tony Meatballs, were indicted.
Anthony Gifoli.
But nobody called him. How old is he?
72. But nobody ever called him Anthony Gifoli because he was Tony Meatballs.
No, if he's in his 70s, he's been wearing Tony Meatballs for a long time. Yeah. Since he was in his 20s.
Yeah. Which,
how do you think he got the name?
Which is, he's back in the late 60s.
Give me the nexus of the name. How did it start, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. He was Tony, and maybe he's heavy, and he like, give me another meatball. Hey, Ma.
Do you think he made them, or do you think ate them?
Heffa, give me another meatball, Ma.
But he either had to make them, or he always ordered them somewhere, like at their place that they always went.
One, or he's just fat. Like,
maybe he got extra meatballs. Like, what is it with you, Tony? Well, get your meatballs, like, hey, Tony Meatballs over here has got to get extra meatballs on his plate. Hey, let me get the spaghetti. Let me get the meatballs. Put some extra on it.
But sometimes that's just your name. That's all.
He could have just got Tony Meatballs, but it could have been because he always asked for extra meatballs. Maybe he made them. Maybe you should try my meat. Maybe he's always talking about, like, you guys can call me.
Or he was shaped like a
meatball. You guys can call me Lance Brisket if y'all want to, because, I talk, like, this guy's
when
known.
When you're
for,
really thirsty?
No, but he's.
When you're really thirsty.
Not because of that.
Yeah.
Because he's known for meatballs.
Dry ass Lance.
He's known for meatballs, so you can say Lance Brisket. That's my nickname now.
Lance Brisket?
Yep.
Mm. What is you, parched?
Need some water?
Yeah. Juicy. Call me. Y'all can call me Juicy.
I'm not
actually
calling you Juicy.
Call that me Juicy.
I'm not calling any man
Juicy. Juicy Z. You can call me Juicy. That's
Regina,
my new nickname.
Regina, the bartender over at Damaris.
Juicy Z.
We call her Big Juicy.
That's a good nickname.
Yeah, it is a good nickname.
Well,
she likes it, though. She likes it.
Okay, well, that's all that matters.
She's a big girl, and she likes to be called Big Juicy.
Boy.
Big Juicy is a good nickname, Dale.
I'm not calling you Juicy.
It's like Tony. No. It's like Tony Meatballs.
Well, if you're a female bartender at Damaris, okay.
That's fine, but he just asked.
See, but your name, you can't have a nickname like that. Lance. Lance doesn't go along.
No, that's why I said
anything.
Juicy Z. We got to get out of the Lance. It's one syllable. It's no good. Tony Meatballs.
Your dad called you Lancey.
Lancey, yeah.
I'm just going to call you Dab.
Dabs.
No, Juicy Dabs. No,
because...
I'll come up with something. You're not allowed to pick my nickname. I get a self-pick.
No, you're Dry Ass Brisket.
You can't pick your own nickname.
Juicy Z. Let's do that
other
one.
Other people give it to you.
You're Dab.
Don't you understand? That's how a nickname works.
See what's happening? No one's called. Look what's happening. This is continuing. We told you.
I'm telling
you. We warned you.
It's pretty clear. We call you Dab because, what you love to do. And because it's an acronym for Dry Ass Brisket.
I hit two dabs on my daughter yesterday.
Also arrested, Louis Sheep.
No.
Yeah, Louis Sheep, Beretta.
Real life?
Yeah, Louis.
Oh, my God, look at all the nicknames. They all have nicknames.
Joey Electric.
Dominic Grand, his nickname, Dom, a.k.a. Mr. Hopkins, a.k.a. Mr. Brown, a.k.a. Dom 14. He was 14. He's 41 years old. This guy had four AKAs. Joseph Servito, a.k.a. Joey Electric.
Joey Electric. Yeah.
I tell you, Joey Electric is a good one. Salvatore Mazzoni, a.k.a. Sonny. Yeah, that sounds right. Joseph Malone. Louis Beretta, a.k.a. Louis Sheep, as you mentioned. Victor DeLuca, a.k.a. Big Vic. That's a good one. Kenneth Arabia, a.k.a. Kenny. Daniel Castelli, a.k.a. Danny, a.k.a. Koozie, a.k.a. Butch, a.k.a. Harry. Carl Chianese, age 81. No nicknames when you're in your 80s. You're like, yeah.
Oh.
He was probably.
He was probably Carlo. A lot of times
Anthony
Gofoli,
a.k.a. Tony Meatballs.
Tony Meatballs.
See, this is such great nicknames. Yeah. You know, Baggy, Busy. That's stupid. Tony Meatballs is great. That's a great nickname.
Do you think you'd survive with those guys if you're named Juicy Z?
No.
No, I had a different name.
Juicy Z.
That's what he's calling himself.
Yeah, no.
I would have been Kid Kerwin. I was already Kid Kerwin already once with a guy named...
Kid Kerwin just means you can never be a made man. With a name Lance, you can never be a made
man. Nah, Kid Kerwin, it was Kid Carl, Kid Kerwin. Kid Carl's dad started Smoothie King. There's Kid Kerwin, named after Lance Kerwin, an actor. Buffalo Jimmy Leone nicknamed me in the pool hall. I got a name, and I was happy to have one.
Buffalo Jimmy Leone.
What's your name, kid? I said, Lance. Lance what? Lance Zierlein? No. James 15. Remember that show? I said, I think. He goes, yeah, his actor's name is Lance Kerwin. You're Kid Kerwin. Hey, Kerwin. And after that point, he never said my name ever again. I was just Kid Kerwin. I was Kerwin. When Pete Parmalee, who taught me handicapping, hey, Kerwin, what do you know about this? Your dad is going to be coaching in the, and make sure I don't do Italian, it's yet. Your dad's coaching in the World League of American Football, right? Yeah. Let's try to figure some things out here. Like, I don't know if I can help you with.
We need a few plays.
I don't know if I can help you with point shaving in the World League, sir.
What about Josh? Well,
then Kid Kerwin's not worth it.
No, but that's why he took me under his wing and taught me handicapping because my dad was coaching. He thought he could find some kind of advantage in a World League.
What about Joshy Z?
No, that's terrible.
Because you're Josh Rose in the barbecue.
Joshy Z. That's horrible. Juicy.
Not calling you Juicy.
Close.
Why do you want men to call you Juicy?
Because of the brisket.
No.
No.
Josh Rosen is because of the brisket,
and steak and beef tenderloin.
Joshy Z?
No. No.
I'll think of some other ones.
No one's calling you that.
Let me think of something. The handyman.
Why? You don't do anything.
Because I do a lot of stuff around the house. I do. Mike gets furious. If I change out anything, if I do anything, I immediately claim handyman status.
I screwed in legs on a table. I sent a picture to my brother. And I said, see, I could have been an engineer like you. He goes, screwing in legs.
Hey, now wait a minute.
I don't think that's in the curriculum.
You know they teach little kids to do that.
But you know what I did do? The toughest thing I've ever done was put together my daughter's... I put together a Papa Shot. I had to do it on the Christmas... I was up till 3:30. I put together my daughter's kitchen from Bearings.
Oh, no.
That was the hard... I watched 9 episodes of... Or 10 episodes. I almost got through a whole season of... That's when I first started Philadelphia. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I started. I almost got through an entire season by the time I was putting that together. It was the longest.
No wonder
I was like,
you're
oh
so
my.
Long. You were
you're too busy watching.
It
television.
Was funny. No, I kept them. Working though. I put together a stupid IKEA shelf. I got
didn't
got
your
through
back
like
kill you after that?
6 episodes or 7 episodes of The League.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe. It's like.
Maybe you focus on the work.
No, but I am focused. I
don't, are, now, you, oh, are you?
Yeah,
are you
they got put together.
Are you though?
They got put together in a day.
You think you added more time to your work because you're watching television?
Actually, the kitchen was a 2-day thing from Bearings. I didn't pay the extra $60 to have it put together. When I was put together for $60, I'm like, no.
Oh my God!
Dumbest move of all time.
It took you how many hours?
My opportunity cost
for $60.
Took me easily like 12 hours. $5 an hour. They would have had it done in an hour and a half. Damn, it took me like 12 hours.
I am always about, no, you do it. That's fine.
And my wife was pissed because it wasn't done officially for Christmas. Like I had to finish it Christmas Day.
I put together a tea.
Oh, here, Marty, your dad, we got you this present. Look, your dad's got like a couple of the drawers put in.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, that's great, Lance. Really nice. Your daughter gets a birthday. She gets a Christmas present. It's not even finished.
You ruined your
what?
You ruined your daughter's birthday. I had to do
players. I had to write up players.
Tony Meatball's getting all the headlines, but don't sleep on Gino Gabagol. You can't sleep on Gino. You know, Big Gino. Yeah. If you're a, if you got big in front of it, or, I mean, you can, if you could get some kind of a, like Johnny Roast Beef, if you can get some kind of food after your name.
Johnny Roast Beef.
Johnny Roast Beef.
You like any of these nicknames? Somebody came up with some nicknames. Euro Larry, Donnie Kebab, Benny Burrito, Freddy Kielbasa.
No, nobody's going to be a burrito.
Andre Chalupa.
No Chalupas.
Benny Burrito.
Frankie Aspic, Gianni Macaroni, Bobby Gabagool Capicola, Marty Speck.
Marty Mozzarella.
Jerry Softboil.
Marty Mozzarella. Yeah.
Baby Yoda Frog Eggs, Chi Chi Chimichurri, Wally Nuggets, and Jimmy Pangolin. I don't know what that is. Wally Nuggets. That does sound like something you could name a guy. Wally Nuggets.
Paulie Walnuts.
Some guy who's always getting like chicken nuggets.
You got a food named after you. You're well respected in the gang.
Yeah, or you just are kind of a goof.
Or you're fat.
Yeah. You're just kind of a fat goof also.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. One of those. That's how it goes. Burnt. You could have called you Burnt. Burnt Brisket. That would have been you.
Y'all need some callers. I don't want to hear any more about Moist Lance putting furniture together. It's too late. Brent, this is on you in a way. We can talk about some other furniture that we've done. Moist Lance is not the name. That's not what we're going with.
Yeah, that's not great.
Nobody's in favor
Moist
of that.
Lance.
Nobody's in favor of that.
Hey, you don't call briskets juicy. You call them moist. Why'd you go with juicy? Juicy Z? It's Moist Z.
How about the name? Yeah. Damn it, Lance. His name for a while was, Lance.
Yeah, for a while. I think that's still something that still we break out every now and again.
Well, that's Lance.
Who is Agent Harris on Sopranos? Do you even know who that is?
No.
Okay.
No. 857 ESPN 97.5. Champion. Be a champion. All right? Be a champion of this show and call. Okay, so we got something to talk. Well, I guess we could talk about. We still got Rockets to talk about.
We haven't gotten to Boogie Cousins.
Except for you
telling us that you knew it and didn't tell anyone.
I know.
Let's get to Boogie Cousins.
More tall guys. You love tall guys.
No, it is an exciting name. I mean, they are putting together they're adding some tall guys.
Yep, they do. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Be a champion. How about this? Champion.energy/1560. That's the number one way to go when you're looking for an electricity company. I've got mine on. It's, you know, the whole house is 68 degrees, and I'm thinking, I don't care. You know what? I'm going to get my bill in. It's going to be like, whatevs. It's not going to bother me. Does it bother you? Because if you're bothered by your electricity bill, if you ever have, or if your electricity company doesn't give you the best service, or if your electricity company doesn't tell you when your contract is up and give you a better rate, and when there's one out there, well, then you got to go with my electricity company. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.